The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 5-second rule. Maitland, sure, you can go first. Thanks for asking.
Okay, yeah.
You may begin. Name three non-sexual reasons to take your shirt off.
Pooping, you're sweaty, playing basketball.
Are you a total nude dumper?
No, I'm not. I actually really hate being naked.
Oh, that was a weird first thing to think of.
That's one thing you can do, though.
Yeah, some people. Just...
Yeah, my son Liam used to be a complete disrober every time he would go to the bathroom. And it used to be really funny because he wouldn't just take the stuff off in the bathroom. He would take it off in the bathroom, open the door, and throw it all into the hallway.
What?
Like he wanted it away from him.
Yeah, you can't.
He doesn't do it anymore, but it used to make me laugh.
Those smells linger.
Why are all your clothes out?
I don't want to red flag this.
Yeah, those your smells, fudge can smudge.
Yeah.
The smells attach themselves.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Hot Wings, name three people who always seem to take the blame.
Oh, Donald Trump, Biden, and me.
Yep, a bunch of old doddering white men.
Yes. It's about time us old white guys got a break.
Kelly, name three areas of your body that you sometimes forget to wash.
My belly button, the back of my ankles, and the top of my knees.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Belly button is a tricky one.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Who needs it?
It was the other day.
Like a Kleenex.
Kayla
or
said something
Q-tip,
like I was a little late. I started cleaning my belly button. I got distracted. She goes, "You clean yours, right?" Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I only think about it when I actually look down and visibly see a piece of fuzz hanging out.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot I had one until she said that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll get that.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's just a mouth saying, "Ooh."
Yeah, I don't expect anybody to French kiss it. Like, what difference does it make? Fine, I'm not a baby.
Steve, name four sports celebrities that have gone to jail.
Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, maybe. Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn.
He's like notoriously the nicest person ever.
I thought you might have had it with Canseco. I doubt McGuire, certainly not Tony Gwynn. Unless it was like that jail where you go and you can't get out until you raise $1,000 for cancer research.
Yeah. I like that you got stuck on baseball, though.
Yeah. Like 90s baseball.
We were looking for O.J. Simpson and Ray Carruth and then anything else.
Yeah. Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Tyson. Yeah.
Maitland, this one's really hard.
Okay.
Name three celebrities you've forgotten about.
Scarlett Johansson.
What?
Yeah, I forget about her. She sucks. Rockin' boobs, though.
Rockin' boobs, though.
So just the one?
I guess. I got real hung up on her.
That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how would you remember to say them if you forgot?
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually, as soon as I said her name, I was like, if I forgot them, how am I going to remember them?
That's the way you have to work your way through this logic that is this show. Hot Wings, name three bad ideas for passwords.
Oh, password, 12345, and password 2.
Oh! I can't believe it just gave my passwords out. Kelly!
I called a company yesterday, and they made me, over the phone while I was talking to the operator, set up an account with them to check the status of blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And the woman that I was talking to said, okay, well, I've set your password. Do you have a pen so you can write it down? And I said, yeah. She said, P-A-S-S. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 Oh, yeah, no one.
Oh man, that really.
No one guessed that one.
Okay. Yeah.
So the three wasn't even like a dollar sign.
No.
No. Well, they just want you to go in and change it anyway.
Whose turn is it?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly. Okay. Name three silver foxes.
Oh, Danny DeVito, Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
And
Danny DeVito.
Do you know what a silver fox is?
Yeah, good looking guy with silver. Gray hair. Good looking
lady. He's got silver hair.
Does he?
Yeah, it's just
side.
Kind
he
of
is
not a silver fox.
I know
though.
The
There's
one
thing. Nothing foxy
he looks like
about
a penguin.
It.
For as long as he's been famous, the first thing you think of when you hear Danny DeVito is, oh, the hair.
Oh, yeah. The foxiness.
Right? He's been bald longer than he's been famous.
Yeah.
Steve, name the last three reasons you felt shame.
Oh, for masturbation in public. And,
wow.
Jeez,
that was it, huh?
Yeah.
You masturbated in public?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Did you feel shame because you got caught or because you feel bad?
Or because it was little and never
was
laughing.
One. Yeah, that's the one.
Everybody around's like, look at that baby glugger. Mm-hmm. Barely made a glug.
Glugger. Yeah.
Glug. That's the sound it makes, right? Everybody?
I would have thought that was more of a drinking
I don't know.
Thing.
Is that one of those things where you just said it fast and hope that nobody would notice?
Well, no, it's one of those things like when I said, yeah, everybody wipes standing up, where mine makes an obvious glug sound. Mm. It's onomatopoeia, but if you were to say, what's that sound like? You'd be like, oh, glug.
You make a glug sound when you wipe?
No, I'm talking about what you were doing in public. Oh. Anyway, Maitland.
I would have thought you'd make a spurt sound like everyone else, but you glug, huh?
Well, it's a big hole. Maitland, name four things that are free.
Dirt, rain, air.
I appreciate you taking a run down the four elements of 1600 AD.
Oh, you got to pay for dirt.
Sometimes. Well, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Dirt ain't free.
Hot wings. Name three books with super hot sex scenes.
Oh, Where the Sidewalk Ends, Clifford the Big Red Dog, and Cat in the Hat.
Oh! Incorrect.
I like Cat in the Hat a lot, though.
Yeah.
He's got a weird sex appeal, like Jeff Goldblum. Or...
The things he does with that goldfish.
Well,
man, I know.
Yeah, it takes place on a rainy day. You know, nothing better than on a rainy day than a little sexual activity.
And who'd have thought you could put a hat on a pussy?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Cat.
Yeah.
Pussy cat. Yeah, obviously. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kelly.
Yeah.
Right up your alley because you're always doing celebrity dish and stuff. So this is easy.
Okay.
Name three celebrity troublemakers.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum, nope. Who I said a second ago.
Kanye.
Wow. Kevin
boy.
Costner.
Mm-hmm. You got zero. That's
Kevin
impossible.
Costner. He's a bad boy.
Why is he in the news today, Kelly?
Because he's getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Number
19
two.
Years. Anyone, oh, celebrities oh, are just like the
gross.
Rest of us.
Yeah. Anyone who got. Divorce is terrible.
Yeah, the worst of the worst.
Steve, name three things you can bet on.
Oh, you can bet on the horses, you can bet on the dogs, you can bet on a baseball game.
Oh! Well, you should have seen Steve and I at the casino last week in Schenectady. we had dinner at the bar next to the sports book at the Rivers Casino at the Landing Hotel. Fantastic, by the way. And we're right by the sports book. And I'm a big sports fan and have never done any sports betting, and Steve's a modest sports fan, also no sports betting, and we were like, let's go over and put a bet on something, and I jokingly said, there's not even any games to bet on. Meanwhile, there was a digital board of 5,000 sports you could bet on, and yeah. We got as far as saying, how much would you bet? Before the next sentence was, I don't want to go up there and have them know I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, I'd have no idea what to say. I'd just walk up to the counter and say, I think the Mets are going to win. And then they'd say, okay.
I'd say it in a way where they were expecting me to follow it with, what do you think?
Yeah, I would guess that the response to the teller to me would just be like, okay, cool. Thanks for the $10.
That's a great story, sir. Yeah. Maitland.
Yeah.
Other than sex, name three uses for lube.
Getting golf balls unstuck.
From
flossing.
Where? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Where are these golf balls stuck?
Lip gloss. That's
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. More on the golf balls,
moisturizing
please.
Moisturizing your hair.
Yeah.
Does lube work for moisturizing?
Oh, yeah. You should try it.
It would not work.
How do you think Maitland gets those lovely locks? You got to do it, but you got to like let it sit overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maitland's always talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Especially oh, yeah.
Stuff for that lube tingles?
Locks. Yeah. Is it a lube dome?
Like, do you use WD-40 or like? Caramel lube? What do you use?
No, the three in one household oil. Oh, like in the old little
chain oil.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Right next to the Mucura.
Yeah, with a little spout. Yeah, mystery rubber oil. Spout.
Yeah.
The power of Pine Sol, baby.
Hot Wings, name four fictional characters you would date.
Oh, Scooby-Doo, Daphne, the girl from Tangled.
You started with the dog.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. What can I say?
Hmm. So your favorite sex scene in a book is Where the Sidewalk Ends, and if you could date a fake character, it would be a dog. Oh, everything's fine. And
I didn't know we judged on this show.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Who said
that? This is a safe place.
Also,
who told you that?
Clearly, I quit reading when I was about 12.
You know, fictional characters sometimes exist outside the world of literary.
Yeah, like Aladdin and Jasmine. So hot. I would have a threesome with them for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did say the girl from Tangled. I guess her name's Rapunzel, but I couldn't think of it at the time.
Yeah, I'd have done the same thing.
The Little Mermaid.
It smells like fish.
I love
Kelly,
fish.
Without mentioning anyone in the room, name four jerks.
My old boss, Steve Martin, and Dan Aykroyd.
Steve Martin, he's a national treasure.
Yeah,
he was
Dan
literally
Aykroyd.
In a movie called The Jerk.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, all right, you got me there.
Fictional character.
All right, you win this round.